Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we are joined now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Good morning. Michael Caro here once again.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm doing just great.
You know, we got some interesting weather. Is this unseasonable weather, Michael? Is this the norm for this time of year, or is there a norm for us in the Midwest?
Yeah, our normal temperature average, we'll call it, time of year is typically closer to the lower 20s. And yeah, we're going to stay above that pretty much over the next few days or so, along with some moisture headed on in. We're going to be dealing with a mixed bag of precipitation with those milder than average temperatures. That's why we do have that winter weather advisory that officially is in effect until noon for today. As that precipitation starts to work up from the southwest, a chance for a little bit of some light freezing rain yet this morning, as those temperatures still hovering right around that freezing mark as we speak. They are expected to improve back into the middle part of the 30s, though, later on today. So I think we'll change back over to some light rain activity by later on this afternoon and into this evening. But again, for tonight, could mix in with some light snow shower activity later on tonight as those temperatures eventually tumble back into the lower range of the 30s. Into the day on Wednesday, dealing with more of a light rain-snow mixture there, a half inch or less of any slushy snow accumulations, though. Temperatures still fairly steady in the lower to middle range of the 30s. And for your Wednesday night, some light snow still in the forecast there, maybe as much as an inch of snow accumulation for your Wednesday night, with lows dropping back to 27. Thursday, lingering chance for some light snow showers in the morning time frame with a high of 32. Then we're looking quiet for any of those outdoor plans for Friday through your weekend. Friday, partly sunny skies making a return with highs back to 28. And still a couple of degrees above average into your weekend. Still no weather issues there. Saturday, a high of 27. Sunday's highs in the upper 20s and then closer to 30 once again by Monday. For the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Always appreciate the time, Michael. You have yourself a great day.
Have a good one.
Appreciate the best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Melissa, this weather, I don't know what to do with it. I really don't. I want to be outside. I want to get outside. I want to enjoy some of the winter things we have to enjoy. And some of this stuff is just no fun to be in.
No, you got to dress right for it, number one. And then prep for it. You know, if you want to walk, those snow clamp things they have you can put on your shoes are the perfect thing for this kind of weather, because you need traction if it's going to be slippery.
Yeah. So we're going to get into a couple of things this hour. Of course, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Looking forward to getting into that. We're also, of course, going to get into a couple of other interesting things, but I wanted to touch on this one right now, Melissa. It is things to look forward to in 2023.
All right.
The beginning of every month, we tend to look at what's, you know, to look forward to in January and February and that kind of thing. This one, we're tending to look at the whole year here, taking a look at what's coming up. It should be fun. There's a lot of cool stuff coming up, and it's going to be interesting. Of course, Super Bowl 57 is set for February 12th. We don't know who's playing yet, but we know it's going to be watched by millions and millions and millions of people.
Of course.
We also know that I will be glued to the halftime show. Rihanna is doing the halftime show.
Oh, really?
It'll be her first live performance in 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
She really focused on motherhood. And then entrepreneurship. And then a lot of her, even before all that, she was really putting a lot more into her causes and different charities and funds that she's a part of. And then kind of got, motherhood happened. And then kind of started going a little bit more into entrepreneurship. A lot of other, making a living doing other things than just being a singer and songwriter.
Well, good for her. Way to diversify and to put her family first. That's important.
The industry will chew you up and spit you out before you are done with it. So it is so important for everybody, really, but certainly for artists to cover their base. If I'm a musician, there is no retirement plan. I don't have a 401k. I've got to be smart and go, okay, well, hey, you wonder why every musician has a cologne or an alcohol, a vodka or whatever. I mean, that's the retirement plan right there. That's what that is. You could be the biggest act in the world, and 2 months later, you're lucky to get a gig. So
yeah. Do you have any predictions for the Super Bowl 23?
Not yet. Not yet. No? No. It's, especially the way the NFL is this year, it is so hard to tell who could be in there. I would pick two teams that may not even make the playoffs. It is so hard to tell this year. I'll tell you this. It should be exciting, though, by the way it's looking, the way this year has played out. In other sports, the Women's World Cup is happening this summer in New Zealand and Australia, USA.
Wow.
USA. people do this all the time. They talk about, it just came out of a World Cup, and America did pretty good in the World Cup. The American men's team did pretty good in the World Cup. Hey, this is going to help build soccer in America. Hey, this is going to blow up soccer in America. Hey, I got some breaking news for you, everybody. It blew up a long time ago on the women's side, okay? It is huge in this country when it comes to women's. And if you like American sports and you want to root for America, Women's World Cup is your time, man. I mean, we dominate that. We run game in that sport. And we, you know, I know I'm looking forward to it. I've enjoyed it since I was a kid watching women's soccer, and especially the Women's World Cup. And I'll admit, in part because we dominate. The rest of the world is catching up, though. Get some other great countries out there. Should be a very interesting year. And Major League Baseball will have some incredibly interesting new rules when the season starts in late March, including banning the shift. There's going to be a pitch clock for pitchers for the first time.
What is the shift?
So in baseball, they've had this problem where they will, everything in baseball is scouting and stats. And if I know Melissa always hits to the left side of the field, I'm put everybody on the left side of the field. And modern hitters aren't like a lot of the classic hitters that, okay, I see everybody on the left side, I'm just going to hit it to the right. If I was, Tony Gwynn, I would just hit it to the right side of the field and the shift wouldn't even matter. But a lot of hitters nowadays, they, you know, necessarily can't do that. And I think there's other rules. There's plenty of other reasons behind it, too. Seth is probably screaming at his radio right now of all the reasons that I'm not mentioning. But it has been really, you just can't get singles as much. You don't get as many hits, not as much balls in play. This is supposed to help that. Stolen bases are supposed to go up, too. I haven't been this excited about a baseball season in a long time, but I'm excited, and it's not just because of a lot of these great young players or our local teams looking good. It's because of these rules and to see what happens with this and if this really changes things.
I didn't realize that in baseball you could, like, because there's all those positions, right? Mm-hmm. You know, first base, second base, and then the outfield and the infield. I didn't realize that they could leave their position before the ball was hit. I guess I didn't know that.
I love that, and I could see that. I could see how somebody walking to, you know, we could see that, yeah.
Well, because in football, you're in your position. Soccer, you're in your position, or football, whatever you want to call it. You have to stay in those spots. So that's interesting.
And a lot of new gadgets coming out. Apple and Samsung both have phones coming, and it might be a big year for virtual reality. Man, how many years? They've been saying this since we were kids, Melissa. Every year, it's going to be a big year for virtual reality. A new Meta Quest 3 headset with Oculus is coming this fall. PlayStation has a new one, too. Apple is supposed to unveil its first VR headset sometime this year. Good luck. Good luck.
Well, the technology is becoming more affordable.
Yeah,
slowly.
That's true.
Slowly. But if you have gotten a chance to actually do a virtual reality game, I had the opportunity to walk on Mount Everest in virtual reality. And let me tell you, James, it was one of the coolest things that I have ever done in a video game. Because it was so, you're immersed in it.
It's
just so cool.
See, maybe that's what this has all been building, or not maybe, this is what it was all building too, was eventually getting to a place where it was both, and you hit it right in the head, affordable, and the technology is there. I think we can think of like flat screen TVs a little that way. There was a point where a flat screen TV would cost you like three mortgages, you know, or something like that, and only like two people had them.
$8,000 for a television.
You see them on the side of the road now. Yeah, I mean they're everywhere.
And they're razor thin too. Have you seen those ones that are like super thin?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And please stop with the new phones, please. Please. Yes.
I just want mine to work forever. Can we have the right to repair, please?
Oh, on this new phone, that the flashlight doesn't pop on every 5 seconds when you pick up your phone. I'm like, oh, great. That's a great feature. But is it worth $300? No, $300. I wish it was worth $300. $3,000 or whatever they are now.
$3,000.
My God.
I don't know. I want my phone to keep working because I don't like getting a new phone. And it's dumb that they stop working after a certain amount of time.
Be careful about those contracts, people. I avoided them my whole life. I never did one. I finally just gave in. I did one. Worst contract of my life. Easily, by far and away, the worst contract I have ever signed. And I'm an actor.
You never joined Anytime Fitness, did you?
No, I didn't.
That's the worst contract you've ever been in.
I've heard some horror stories about that one.
Mm-hmm. I also avoided the contract and just bought the phone outright so that I don't have to. But, there you know, most people can't afford to do that.
Yes.
And I was fortunate that I was in a position that I could at the time. And I did because I didn't know what was going to happen next. And I didn't want to have to worry about that.
Smart. In other tech news, a solar eclipse is... not tech news. They say nerd news. But really, it's just interesting news. A solar eclipse is coming on October 14th. Parts of Oregon, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas will see the full thing. Everyone else will get a partial eclipse.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I cannot
wait
for
that. Cool timing.
Yeah, very excited about that. I get as excited about that stuff as I do like one of my favorite TV shows coming back. Like, it's just an exciting thing to me. If you care about the Royals, King Charles' coronation is on May 6th. Yeah.
Okay.
Moving on. But
the day before that is Cinco de Mayo, which is going to be so much more fun.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Also, Bria's birthday. So that's a big one. It's a great day. A bunch of big TV shows coming back in 23. Season 4 of You on Netflix. The Mandalorian is coming back.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I believe in March it's coming back.
Cool.
Yeah, Yellow Jackets and The Mandalorian are coming in March. New episodes of Ted Lasso and Succession will be at some point this year, and there are big movies. There's another Magic Mike movie. There's a new Ant-Man movie that's huge. Creed 3, Scream 6, a new John Wick movie. Spring and Summer, the Super Mario Brothers movie, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. There's going to be a live-action Little Mermaid. The 10th Fast and Furious movie. A new Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, that one I'm excited about.
Yeah. Mission Impossible, the new Barbie movie, which actually a lot of people are excited about. Margot Robbie is playing Barbie, and there's a lot of people excited about that one.
Really?
I personally am very, very, very excited about Christopher Nolan's next film, the atomic bomb epic called Oppenheimer.
Okay.
Oh, Melissa, this I don't tell people to watch stuff very often, but if you get a chance, anybody out there, to watch the trailer for Oppenheimer, do yourself a favor and watch it. It is, first off, I was talking to Seth about this during Director's Cut. It's so nice. I love the superhero movies and Star Wars movies and all that stuff. I'm a big fan, obviously. But it's nice to be excited about a movie that's a movie. It's just a movie, really. It's based on a incredibly great book about the American scientist J. Robert Oppenheimer and his role in the development of the atomic bomb.
During the Manhattan Project.
Yes, and one of the most interesting but also secretive times in our history.
Mm-hmm.
And the book, along which is incredibly great, and I encourage people to check it out. Along with the book, it is bringing this to the world now.
Yeah.
We're all finally being able to read this stuff. Now, that's all well and good. And Cillian Murphy is playing Oppenheimer, and he looks like him. Cillian Murphy is such a strong, great actor.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you a little of the cast that is in this movie.
Yes, I would think so.
Robert Downey Jr., Florence Pugh, Jake Quaid, Matt Damon, Rami Malek, Emily Blunt, Ben Affleck, Josh Hartnett. They got a Skarsgård in there. Kenneth Branagh, the great, the wonderful Gary Oldman. There's a couple others I just can't think of off the top of my head. Yes, it's just one of those huge, like, epic.
That's a stellar cast.
Yeah, yeah. It's an important part of history, I think. I'm very excited about seeing that film.
I would put this, this to me seems like the movie, oh, now I'm not going to be able to think of the name of it. It's the one about the women in NASA.
Yeah, Hidden Figures?
Yes, Hidden Figures.
Yeah, very
kind
good
of
movie.
A similar, like, historical, but based in science and, yeah. And science of our nation and where, you know, well, the world as far as science goes, but that led
I will,
to some of our developments that... are
yeah.
massive.
Great movie, and encourage anybody who hasn't seen it to see it. Fantastic performances and very important story and very accurate story, very well-told accurate story. If you like Hidden Figures, I wouldn't go into Oppenheimer expecting that because it's going to be a lot more of a real telling of a bit of a leaning. I don't want to say leaning on the darker part of it, but the tone is different. What those
right.
ladies
well,
were
it's
doing,
war.
And, yeah, exactly, yeah. So it's just different, and so much a part of the book, a part of the story is Oppenheimer's struggle with this. You know, read anything from Einstein later in his life, and you will find the same struggle there with Einstein and what he went through, and the idea that I created. I don't think there's a single person on the planet other than those two gentlemen that can really relate to what those two gentlemen did or what their mm-hmm. place in history. Imagine mm-hmm. being responsible for the most devastating, you know, instrument that has ever been created.
Right. It was based on the book American Prometheus, The Triumph and Tragedy. So mm-hmm. it says it right there in the title.
Yeah. Just incredible. And this fall, got a new Exorcist movie. Interesting. I didn't even know about that. Dune Part 2, a Hunger Games prequel.
Prequel?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Has Jennifer Hudson in it?
I don't know.
Or Lawrence, sure. Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, not sure. And in December, Timothy Chalamet will be playing a young Willy Wonka. Very excited about that. That looks really good. That kid is so dang talented. And Jason Momoa is back as Aquaman in The Lost Kingdom later in the fall. Interesting to see what happens with that because they keep changing, or not keep changing, but they've just changed ownership with DC and who is going to run everything. And they're kind of like cleaning house and getting rid of a lot of the people that they already just had on. So they can't do much about it. You know, the movie was set to be released and everything, but it's going to be very, I think, pretty confusing for fans. They've really got to do a hard reset if they're going to do this. And they really should have done it before they, or after the Aquaman movie. They should have, moved this up and released it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a big year, though. 2023, the year of Jordan. I in my head, I'm just calling it the year of Jordan because I'm a silly sports fan.
Okay.
And Michael Jordan was number 23.
all right. I would have never guessed that.
No,
not
I was
in
wondering.
A million years.
I was wondering,
very lost.
I was wondering how long I was going to leave you out there lost.
You could have left me all day, James. I would have never got it.
We got some great birthdays and anniversaries coming up for you with Misty's Menu right here on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, and we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm. And congratulate them on their vacation time.
We are looking for Kathy Waller. We would like our December winner, Kathy Waller, to please contact Pam at her office at 715-424-1300 from 9 to 4. Or, it may be the person that sent us the name. If I'm remembering right, that was one that I got emailed to me. And I looked through my trash folder yesterday and I found it, I believe, and messaged the person. So waiting to hear back. But keep on listening for that, everybody. Because that could end interesting. If we don't have somebody, I'd say by mid-month, we may have to give that to, we may have to draw another name or something.
We may have to pick a new winner.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I'm not letting that Misty's go.
Don't miss out, Kathy.
Yeah, yeah. Get a hold of us, Kathy Waller. Okay, get a hold of us. If you know Kathy, get a hold of us, too. We have a new set of qualifiers going into the list today because we only have one set of names, and it's an anniversary.
Ooh.
Dave and Janine Malcolm.
Oh, happy anniversary, Dave and Janine.
That sounds really good together, too, Dave and Janine. That sounds really good.
I like it.
Yeah, Dave and Janine's a great name. Dave, Janine, we wish you a fantastic anniversary. Enjoy. We hope it's a great one for you. And want to thank whoever got us this anniversary. Keep sending them to us, everybody. info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. Like our Facebook page. Direct message us that way. Smoke signals, Morse code, all the above.
Yeah. And there are qualifiers today, right?
Yep. Instant qualifiers.
Dave and Janine, congratulations.
Yeah. Let us take a look at some celebrity names. And boy, what a list here. Just to start things off. First up on the list, I cannot believe this. Every time I see it, I have to like do a double take. Only 20 years old, Greta Thunberg is
Thunberg is
20 today. Swedish environmental activist and all around really cool person.
yeah.
Big fan.
I've heard her name pronounced a lot of different ways. Thunberg, Thunberg. So, but Greta, I mean, really don't even need to know more than that.
You know, I don't know how many famous Gretas we've got in history, but she's becoming more and more one, and she's only 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happened over the holiday weekend to
the pizza boxes?
Just so dang good. You couldn't write that. It was so darn good. It was. Mm-hmm. I had moments that night, like at midnight, one in the morning, where it just popped in my head. I just started laughing, just thinking about it. Then I went right back to what I was doing. But yeah, she is an incredible human being, doing some incredible things right now. And when we talk about, I'll talk for myself. When you hear me talk about the youth is not waiting to take over. The youth is not going to wait for their time in the sun or anything like that. They're working now. She is one of the heads of that. She is way at the front of that list.
They want to have time in the sun. Yeah. And then that requires us to keep our planet around. So, you know, they need.
Oh, that was a great line. And she got cut off. Oh, that ain't right. Melissa, that was really good. That was a really good line you had there. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened.
No, I'm here. There they need their time in the sun.
Yeah, that was great. That was a really good line. That was great. That was really good. Yep. It just an incredible human being. Now, she has accomplished quite a bit already. She's won the Glamour Award for Revolutionary, the Shorty Award for Best in Activism. I just cannot imagine what she's going to do, you know, going forward. Yeah. I find her future to be so darn interesting.
Well, and just the fact that she is such an inspiration to so many other young people who care about the environment and want to do things, and they see what she's accomplished and know that they can make a difference, even in any small little way. If they start a recycling drive at their school, you know, a shoe drive to help people in other countries that don't have access. There are so many things that kids do and that they can do to help. Across the board.
Yeah. She is. I just thought for the heck of it, I'd look at see the awards she has won. She was a Nobel Peace Prize nomination in 2019, again in 2020, and November in 2021, and in 2022. She was the Swedish Woman of the Year in 2019. She was the Time Person of the Year in December 19th. Honorary Doctor of Law. She's had species named after her. There is a new species of beetle in Kenya, and it's it was named after her. I mean, there's just so many darn things, you know. Heck of a human being.
Yep. Keep going, Greta.
Fantastic actress who we just talked about, Florence Pugh, is 27. She is from the Black Widow movies, and she's going to be in the Oppenheimer movie I referenced and stuff.
Nice.
Eli Manning is 42. Peyton's younger brother, retired New York Giants quarterback who has two Super Bowl rings, and we're very thankful for them because a lot of us don't like the New England Patriots. And he beat the Patriots both times when a lot of people didn't think he could.
Even I have heard about their shenanigans. Underinflate footballs. That's just wrong.
That was great. Danica McKellar is 48. Winnie Cooper on The Wonder Years. Now, Danica went to my old, I can't say alma mater. I didn't graduate from UCLA, but I took classes at UCLA. I went to college at UCLA. She graduated from there in mathematics and has written several math books. She's actually a little bit more known for that nowadays than she is for playing Winnie Cooper.
Huh. She was in Christmas at Dollywood.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Fabulous commentator and announcer. Really one of the best I've ever heard at it. The great Jim Ross is 71 today. Former NWA, WCW, and WWE and WWF commentator. Jim Ross, not only incredibly good at what he does, slobber knocker, like using great words like that and everything. JR suffered a stroke some years back, and that would usually think, okay, well, that ends his career. Not JR. Nope.
No,
he stayed at it, kept doing it, and you know, is still really, really good at it. Got kind of a new lease on life in some ways as far as his career goes, going to a new organization where he's kind of appreciated more. You know,
Well, good for him.
Yeah, he is one of those lines in this, you know, determination. How badly do you want to do something? How badly do you want to keep doing what you love to do? And you know, dealing with a stroke and the appearance and the slur of speech and those things, he's really worked through all that with physical therapy and just, you know, willpower.
Wow, good for him.
Heck of a human being. Cannot say the same about the next guest or the next person. Oh. Mel Gibson is 67 today. Obviously, Mel Gibson is well known by now for his anti-Semitism, the way he has treated his daughter, his ex-wife, all these things. He is also, I think it needs to be noted, an incredibly talented actor and very good at what he does. I grew up loving the Lethal Weapon movies. I laughed my tail off at his stuff and everything. I thought he was funny and talented and all that.
I loved Maverick.
Maverick was a good one.
That
was a good one. Yeah, it was a good one. I don't think at his time, at a certain point, we would find anybody who didn't like Mel Gibson. He was just a very well likable person.
Pretty much pre 2000.
And then this there's this great phrase: "Never meet your heroes." While Mel Gibson was never a hero of mine, obviously we find out everything else about him now, and you know, his anti-Semitism kind of leaves me out of the conversation here. I feel like I don't really have any place, but I think it is important, the further we go along here, the more we learn about our celebrities, to be able to walk both lines. I don't want to begrudge, I can't watch a Mel Gibson movie anymore, but I don't want to begrudge people, and I'm not judging anybody that does. If you can separate the things, if you could separate entertainment, or if you just don't care, that's to each their own. I'm never going to tell somebody, oh, you should not watch this, or you should not do this. Right? That's a personal responsibility thing.
Yeah, and it's one of the reasons why I don't follow celebrity gossip. I don't care who they marry. I don't care who they date. I know more about, you know, what goes on in celebrities' personal lives now because of this show than I ever did before. But, and it is because I don't care. But somebody that uses their platform to push hate and hate speech, that's not okay. It's not okay.
Stephen Stills is 78 today. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Genius. The biggest albums, of course, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Sweet Judy, Blue Eyes. That's just one of the greatest songs I've ever heard. I love that song. So many great songs from that band, too. The great, the legend, the wonderful Bobby Hall is 84. Hockey Hall of Famer, Chicago Blackhawks own. Now, again, talking about not meeting your heroes, Mr. Hall has some stuff in his history that is not the greatest either. But in our house, there are certain names that you know, are golden. And Bobby Hall was one of them for a very long time. Stan Mikita, probably more than that. The great Dabney Coleman is 91 today. He's that evil boss in the 9-to-5.
Oh, okay.
Commander Lewis Keister in Boardwalk Empire. Dabney Coleman has so many great roles in his career. I think most people will remember him from 9-to-5 being one of the better boss villains of all time. just a sweet human being, though. Apparently, everybody on the set, everybody talked about how great he was to work with and how, like, you know, where they're tying him up with the phone cord and everything? They were afraid to go too tight. And he was telling them, come on, what are you guys doing? Go ahead, go tighter. Go ahead, make it. It's funnier if it's tighter and all that. It's so funny to think he's so good at being that, you know, mean, evil guy. And he's so likable off camera. And then some people no longer with us, like the great Robert Loggia, born in this day in 1930, passed away in 2015. A great actor, famous for his tough guy roles, Pritzi's Honor, Scarface, Jagged Edge. You needed a bad guy, Robert Loggia was the guy. He's also the guy in the movie Big, who dances on the big piano with Tom Hanks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm so happy he got to do that in his career. He didn't get a lot of chances to smile or dance or anything in his career. That's one of my favorite scenes, not just because it's a classic scene, but because of knowing that about Robert Loggia, and he just didn't get a lot of chance to do a lot of that. Sir George Martin was born on this day in 1926, passed away in 2016. Legendary Beatles genius producer. Really, what a lot of people would say is the fifth Beatle, George Martin.
Okay.
And rightfully so, I would agree with that. And the great J.R.R. Tolkien, born on this day in 1892, passed away in 1973. Did a couple of little books. Yeah, just a couple of little things here and there.
Books that might have turned into big movies.
I don't know. Maybe there's a chance you might have heard of them. The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings. One of my biggest
influences. Fellowship of the Rings. Tales, The Children of Huron.
Sixth grade I read those, Melissa.
Wow.
I was so blown away by them. I couldn't stop. I never read anything, never seen anything like that before. I cannot even begin to imagine what that did to my imagination. Where I came from was concrete and street, those were the stories that we were told. Those were the stories we read. Something like that, fantasy wise, see much of that.
It's just a completely different world. And I thought they did a really good job with the movies of transporting you to just a completely different fantastical. You're just immersed in the scene.
I know how much things change and grow. I don't care if it's 30 years from now. I don't think we need to make those movies. They've already been made fine. I know technology changes a lot of things. There's some funny hiccups in those movies. There's one scene where in the first one where they're just getting on the road, if you will, and you could see a car in the background.
Oh, really?
Yeah, way far in the distance.
I never caught that.
They had so much. They were on such a tight schedule and such a harsh budget and everything that first film. What Peter Jackson did with those movies is legend. It really is. If that was the only thing he'd ever done, his career would be set, let alone everything else that he's done.
Well, and it took J.R. Tolkien 12 years to write that first movie, or that first book.
Yeah.
So it's pretty involved.
It's also a good thing to mention for perseverance out there, for people. Yes. You know what I was saying about J.R. earlier and stuff? Yeah, sticking to things and how badly you want something. I mean, I'm sure he got, there was quite a few times where he was, I don't know where to go with this, or I'm just going to give up or whatever.
It took him 5 years to get it published.
Yeah, that part too. Yeah, I'm glad I forgot that part. Yes. Now, right now, who is it? George R. R. Martin. They've been waiting for like 20 years for him to finish that one book.
With the Game of the Thrones.
Yeah. So he's not the only author this has happened to, with Tolkien and this. One more time, want to wish a very happy anniversary to Dave and Janine Malcolm. You're our qualifiers today.
Happy anniversary.
Treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week in 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Take a listen to Melissa's news, and then head on over there and wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
The message is perfectly simple. The meaning is clear. Don't ever stray too far.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here on WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. I will always, eternally love that song. There's something about the music you grew up with that, you heard when you were a kid. That it's a time machine. Music is a time machine. It brings you right back. I did not expect to have that song pop up. It pops up, and I'm immediately like 7 or 8 years old again, listening to my dad's stereo in the living room where he had these speakers, these columns that were bigger than me.
Isn't it amazing how things can do that to us? Music, certain smells is really what triggers it for me.
Music is a time machine. Truly is. We got a list here of the top states we moved into and out of the last year. We have talked about the Great Migration when it comes to work. Yesterday, we are talking quite a bit about the other migration that has been going on with a lot of small towns like ours, both trying to keep people while also welcoming people in and bringing new and, working with that. An annual study looked at how many Americans moved into and out of all 50 states. It's a way to see how we reshuffled ourselves and which states are attracting and repelling citizens. Vermont saw the highest percentage of inbound migration for the second straight year.
All right.
The rest of the top 10, Oregon, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Delaware, North Carolina, Washington in Washington, D.C., which counted as a state, South Dakota, New Mexico, and Alabama.
Wow. Well, those are pretty spread out, I would say. Only one West Coast state in there with Oregon.
A little surprising with that.
I'm surprised by the southern ones.
Alabama,
honestly.
Yeah, and that's nothing against Alabama. I never knew anything about it. Have a friend down there and have learned quite a bit. And it looks beautiful. It seems like a great place.
Oh, yeah.
Just with every time we seem to do a story about our poorest states, Alabama usually is one in the top five. It's been rough there, so that's interesting to see.
It's good that they're working to encourage people to move there with jobs, with places to live. That's encouraging.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, that's probably a really good example of what they're doing and how it can work. The most popular state to move out of was New Jersey for the fifth year in a row. It usually is quite a ways up there. New York was number two, Michigan, Wyoming, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Nebraska, Louisiana, and California. So I had you had California in there. You had another rich, another West Coast state. I said rich though, because that's the reason.
It's expensive.
If it was cheaper to live out there, there's no way the majority of the country we may tip over. The majority of the country may move there. We may flip. I don't know. If it wasn't for the expense and everything. Several balance states saw about the same number of residents moving inbound as outbound. Missouri and Nevada among them. The top cities people were moving to include Wilmington, North Carolina, Bellingham, Washington, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Punta Gorda, Florida, and Flagstaff, Arizona.
Those are all really well-known cities in those states. I don't know if that's, I recognize most of them.
Yeah. Whatever that has to it, be it as it may. Interesting list. I'm trying to see if they have a complete list, though, of all these states and, moving
where
in.
Where they rank.
Yeah. And I'm not seeing that part of it. Let me try this right here. It comes to us from United Van Lines, National Movers Study. Okay, so here we go. What about Wisconsin? Wisconsin, let's see here. They're about middle of the pack, it's looking like. Middle of the pack.
Well, that's not too bad. And if we're all vying for the same population, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it. We want you to come here. We want you to go to our schools. How can we get you to move here and enrich our society, contribute your tax dollars to our society. So,
yeah, there's new people being born, of course, all the time. But we are kind of reshuffling the deck here a little bit. I do think that actually is a pretty good analogy or a metaphor or whatever, because it is kind of what we're doing. For a long time, we were very career based. We were very money based. I'm moving to where my job needs me. I'm moving to where the work is. I'm moving to where the money is, that kind of thing. I think that we have seen, in fact, the statistics will show us in the last 4 or 5 years, that has found a bit more of a balance for a lot of people where working. Hey, you know what? I want to move back to my hometown. I want to move I want to be back in my home state, or I want to be closer to my relatives. That matters more to me than, making an extra $100 or $1,000 a year or whatever the case might be. I can speak to that because on Morning Magazine, I can't tell you how many times in the last 4 years I've had people come on the air and, hey, let's get to know you. Tell us a little about yourself. Well, I wanted to move back home, or I wanted to move back to my home state. Or I'm not kidding. You can go back and listen, and there is at least, off the top of my head, I could think of at least 11 times that's happened. I'm sure they're not, obviously not the only ones.
Well, I think that Wisconsinites are all a little bit of homers, often like to say. Wisconsin is a beautiful state, and we have a lot to offer. We have a lot to offer with our tourism, with our manufacturing, with our farming jobs, and there's a lot here to offer. And also, you know, our quality of living here is pretty high. We have a 4% lower cost of living than the national average, and that's something. And, you know, the thing is that we need to offer jobs that will entice people to come here.
Very well said. Very detailed response, Melissa, and I really appreciate that. However, I can counter all of that. And have you ever seen somebody who's never seen a cheese curd? Their mind is blown. They're so excited. Like, just put a cheese curd out there that people have never seen one. And I promise Wisconsin will get an influx of people moving here. It will
that
happen.
That and brats.
Yes, yes.
What, you have a lot of brats there? Like, you mean like brats? Your kids are bratty? No. You need to try a brat.
You got to try a brat.
Preferably basted in beer.
Brat. Yeah, brat. And I'm only half kidding. I think that a lot of people would actually, you know, it's good stuff. Great state. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and get into some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show, Serious Comedy to start your day. Melissa and James here with you. And I've got something that I want to talk about, a promotion coming up, Melissa. But before we do, we had a story that we didn't get a chance to really touch on during the last couple of weeks of December there. And it was one that you sent me, and I really wanted to take a chance to give us a chance to talk about it. This beautiful soul, the Minnesota Zoo lost an orangutan named Amanda at the age of 46.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful story. And for those that don't know, the Minnesota Zoo announced the passing of its female hybrid orangutan back on December 21st. Como Zoo, located in St. Paul, said the orangutan Amanda was euthanized at the age of 46. The zoo said Amanda was experiencing discomfort, lethargy, and just was not there anymore. Her kidneys were, looks like she had discovered a mass in her body that caused chronic damage to her kidneys. She was in a lot of pain. Yeah. Zoo authorities said the mass was determined, difficult to remove, and Amanda's prognosis was in motion. The decision was made humanely to euthanize her at the zoo. According to Como Zoo, Amanda was adopted into their care from the Gladsley Porter Zoo in Brownsville, Texas, when she was only 3 years old. The zoo said Amanda was known for her intelligence, playful personality, love of painting and music, and Amanda was a favorite of generations of the zoo's visitors. Amanda also reportedly acted as an ambassador for orangutans in the wild and orangutan conservation. And that last part there, I think that with a lot of the PETA, the rise of a lot of power to PETA and animal rights and a lot of these things, I feel we are missing, it is becoming way too easy for people to just kind of try to categorize and look at things as black and white. Mm-hmm. And when we look at our zoos, I see a lot of people saying all zoos should be, you know, taken down and no more zoos and all this. And I actually appreciate part of where that thought is coming from in the idea of caring about animals. I don't have anything against that. Right. I do think that there needs to be a balance. Of having, first off, all these animals that we already have in zoos, obviously we can't put them back in the wild.
But they couldn't survive.
Even if every zoo in the world just said, okay, the animals we have now, we're going to stop right there. And once those animals pass away, we will close our doors. Even if they were going to say that, you're still got babies. You still got other animals. You've got decades and decades of zoos, even if you were to do something like that. But then you're taking away all the education opportunities. You are taking away all of the benefits that zoos have brought. There is a lot of animal species that may not be around if it wasn't for zoos having them in there. There's plenty of negatives. I think we have seen anybody who's been alive for more than 5 years has seen the negatives of zoos and aquariums and that. I feel like that discussion has already been had a billion times. I just want to also say that, you know, they do have a place in society too, I believe.
Yes, and they have changed massively since zoos first opened. I mean, we have been keeping animals in captivity for thousands of years, but they have come a long way. And the like you said, with her ambassadorship, I don't remember if that's the word you used, but the connection and the bridge between wild animals and humans, that is important for us to continue forward learning ways to live together.
Mm-hmm. And this kind of segues me into, and you can shout out to Channel 7 for the reporting on that. And thank you, Melissa, for sending it to me. I had not heard about that story until you sent it, and I really appreciated learning about it.
Yeah.
I did want to mention this, too, because I can't wait any longer, Melissa. I am so excited about this. Our great friends over at the Southwood County Humane Society are coming back to these airwaves.
Awesome.
They joined us for many, many years. One of the quickest ways to see Carl smile or Pam smile or anybody in this studio or in the old studio at WFHR was our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society stopping by with an animal for the pet of the week.
Oh, cool.
And it's coming back. It's coming
back. That's exciting.
Yep.
Oh, good.
It's starting on the 12th, and it'll be Thursdays at 9. So in the 9 o'clock hour, we will go ahead and get right into our pet of the week. We'll have them come in. We'll introduce you to our furry friend. I will interview the animal. We'll talk with them. We'll have some fun. We'll certainly promote not only our Humane Society, but so many great businesses in our area, too. And a big shout out to them. We'll give you those sponsors when we get closer to it, but I just couldn't wait any longer. I had to tell the audience. I had to share this with everybody.
I'm excited too, but now I'm torn. You know, I always come into the usually come into the studio on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a good thing I don't come on Thursdays because I would want to adopt all the animals. Yeah.
It's the crux of where I'm at too. I hear you. I have to tell myself every time you can't adopt every animal.
But I want to come in on Thursdays.
There was one of the the last year they had joined us and everything. And Beth, who used to be there, she brought in this one dog. And I'm always obviously because I'm a dog person. I'm always crazy about these dogs. This one dog though, I actually had to ask him, like, could you take a picture or two with me of it? Because I don't know. I still wonder what that dog's doing. I still wonder how it is. I loved that dog.
You made a connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're so excited for this back. A big shout out to Ashley, our newest salesperson, part of our marketing team and everything. Great work on this.
Awesome.
And a great work, everybody involved. I'm so excited to have this back. We'll talk more about it, of course, as we get closer to it. But Thursday, December 12th, keep an eye on that
January
date.
January 12th.
January 12th. What did I say?
December.
Did I say December? Jeez.
You did.
We'll fix
it. It's okay.
It.
We're only 3 days in.
We're live? Oh, okay. I'm being told we're live. Okay. Never mind. Yeah. Just keep going. We'll be back with more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.